If you live in Alaska, you live in bear country. The risk of a bear encounter or attack is low, but there's always a chance the worst could happen. Three people have been killed by bears since last summer, with the latest just last month in Eagle River. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell spoke to hikers there about the risks you take when you head out onto the trails.
It's just a stunning day out here. Not too much wind, not too much sun. Surprisingly, no bugs, which is pretty incredible for an Alaskan summer.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's sunny. It's green.
Lonnie Quinn is an Eagle River local. She grew up in this valley and knows these trails. That's why she didn't second guess going out alone in late June.
You were by yourself.
Yeah, he was over there. I was right here.
Quinn points just across the valley. That's where a man went missing on a hike that same day.
Good evening, everyone. This is a tragic story we've been tracking all day. The search for a missing Eagle River hiker comes to a very sad end.
44-year-old Michael Soltis went hiking on Monday in Eagle River outside Anchorage, but he did not return.
A bear killed Michael Soltis and mauled a member of the search party looking for him. Deadly bear attacks are considered rare in Alaska, happening once every 3 to 4 years. But just last year, there were two, one outside Anchorage and the other in the interior.
50 years ago, who was jogging in the woods? Who was riding bikes in the woods? Basically nobody.
Rick Sinnott is a retired wildlife biologist. He says, sure, it's possible the number of human-bear encounters are up, but there's also just more humans here.
We have two or three or four times more people in Anchorage. There's way more people in the woods.
And those people can leave scraps of food on the trails or unattended in campgrounds, which means bears get more habituated. Just weeks after the last death here, these woods are packed with people. And it's no surprise why. The trail starts out in a forest of bright white birch and dark green spruce. It climbs along a clear, cold stream, perfect for cooling off on a hot day. That's where I find Sarah Smith. She's got a colorful sleeve of tattoos up her right arm and a can of bear spray strapped to her hips.
It's not a matter of, if, it's a matter of when you're going to have an encounter.
Smith is planning on camping overnight here in this valley with her friend Seth Ransom and their two dogs.
Sarah's got the bear spray. I've got a 44, and we've talked about what our plan would be if we do see a bear. We're going to get together, see if we can get the dogs with us, and then we'll have the spray first. Firearm second, hopefully never have to use it.
Ransom actually trains people for a living on how to stay safe in the backcountry. He tells his clients, though, that having too many bear deterrents, that can be a bad thing.
If you have an air horn, you have a firearm, you have a whistle, you have a bear spray, in the moment, you're not going to know which one to go for.
Out here today, some people have bells on their dogs' collars, others have guns strapped to their chest or slung over their shoulders. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Guide to Staying Safe in Bear Country focuses on bear spray and firearms as the top deterrents. Despite the hype of bear stories on social media and the recent death, hikers here say they're mostly not afraid.
I really just think you have to keep perspective. Otherwise, I would just have fear and paranoia.
Eagle River local Lonnie Quinn again. Over the hundreds of hikes she's gone on, she says she's only seen 5 or 6 bears.
That's the way I kind of rationalize it, because I love being outside and I love hiking and I don't want to give up what I love so much just because I'm afraid of running into something that probably doesn't want anything to do with me anyway.
There's a cow and 2 moose calves up along the ridge, but no signs of bears on this day. It's an added relief on top of the hike's grand finale.
We just came across this little bridge and now we're getting a view of Eagle Lake, which is just this tropical, bright blue.
In Eagle River, I'm Emily Russell.